Good morning. We've been tracking the latest cold front through the region with a line of showers associated with it, even a couple of bursts of rain as the front moves on by. The best chance for some wet weather this morning will be in the mid and lower Hudson Valley across into central and southern New England, while the rest of the region dries out with a return to sunshine. The wind out ahead of the front is keeping the temperatures mild this morning. However, a northwesterly breeze behind the front will eventually bring in some cooler air. As the sun comes back, though, we will negate the cooling effects of that breeze, and temperatures should steadily climb through the 50s and into the lower to mid-60s by mid to late afternoon, with a drying trend throughout the entire region. High pressure will build in tonight and skies will become clear. It'll be seasonably cool with temperatures back into the 30s. This will set us up for a beautiful April day tomorrow with the high pressure center overhead. It'll be sunny and mild with a bit of a northwest breeze back into the lower 60s. That high will continue to dominate into the day Thursday with more sunshine and mild temperatures lower to middle 60s. Around the backside of that high pressure center will bring in some moisture on a south wind. This will create some showers on Thursday night and into Friday morning. Then after that next front passes through, we'll go back to some sunshine on Friday afternoon with highs once again reaching into the lower 60s. Another weak disturbance will pivot through the region on Saturday. Not a lot of moisture with this system, so perhaps a shower or two on Saturday, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds and highs staying in the lower 60s. Right now, Sunday looks dry in the lower 60s before the next chance of rain arrives on Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, critical fire weather conditions will persist today for portions of the Northern Plains into the Rockies and Great Basin. This critical fire weather threat is due to a combination of above normal temperatures, very gusty winds, and low relative humidity. Any fires that start in these areas will quickly spread and become hard to control. Red flag warnings have been issued for a large part of the north central portion of the country into the southwest. Meanwhile, a winter storm warning is out for the Wasatch Mountains in Utah through tomorrow. 8 to 16 inches of snow is expected across the higher terrain with the next front. Also, winds are expected to increase in gust at times over 70 miles per hour, and a high wind warning has also been issued for most of the state of Utah. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Golden Rock, St. Kitts and Nevis at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Sunday. The last report of hail was at Kinoya Air Force Base in Japan at 4:17 a.m. Eastern Time this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with light snow and fog, 27 degrees with a west-northwest wind at 78 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 33 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 50 degrees, the dew point 40. 68% relative humidity, a west wind at 15 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.14 inches, and it is rising rapidly. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 101 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 11 at Antero Reservoir, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with showers in the mid-60s, Boston mostly cloudy with showers and highs in the upper 60s, and in Buffalo, sunny skies with highs in the upper 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 74 degrees, the low 36. The average temperature, 55, that's 8 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 1.05 inches of precipitation for the month, which is 36 hundredths below average, and 6.62 inches of liquid precipitation for the year, which is 2.79 inches below average. There were 10 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 278, that's 9 above average, and 6,493 for the season, which is 358 heating degree days above average. The average high temperature at Albany today, 58 degrees. The average low, 37. The record high, 83, set in 1968. And the record low, 19, in 1973. Sunrise this morning was at 6:16 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:36 p.m. 13 hours and 20 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, breezy, and mild today with highs in the lower 60s. Clear and chilly tonight, lows from the mid-20s to the mid-30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, showers, then some sunshine filtered through high clouds today, breezy and mild, with highs in the middle and upper 60s, becoming clear tonight with lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny, breezy, and mild today with highs in the lower to mid 60s. Clear and chilly tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, showers, then some sunshine, filtered through high clouds, breezy and mild today with highs in the middle 60s, becoming clear tonight with lows in the mid 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Clouds, then increasing sun, filtered through high clouds this afternoon, breezy and mild today with highs in the mid-60s. Clear tonight with lows in the middle 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunny, breezy, mild, lower 60s, more sunshine Thursday, lower to mid-60s. A morning shower Friday, then some sun, lower 60s. The risk of a shower Saturday, otherwise partly sunny in the lower 60s, a mix of sun and clouds lower 60s on Sunday, and a chance of rain with highs in the 50s on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.